Joining us right now by telephone is Nick Clark. Nick Clark is with Wisconsin Carry Inc. He's the president of that organization. It's an advocacy group for gun owners and their rights. And you've taken on a case that involves someone from central Wisconsin. That's Ethan Shepard. Tell us a little bit about that case and how you got involved.
Yeah, we had Mr. Shepard reached out to us after he was terminated from his employment at Colby Windows, and his understanding from his knowledge of the law was that in Wisconsin, the Concealed Carry Law Act 35 doesn't allow companies to prevent you from having a gun in your vehicle, which is true. Your vehicle is considered your property. So if a company is going to allow your vehicle onto their property, they can't, per Wisconsin law, dictate what you can or can't have in that vehicle. Specifically in this case, that being a gun, that's the philosophy behind that rule. So Mr. Shepard was approached by HR and asked if he had a gun in his vehicle, and he responded that he did, but that that's not against the law, that the law allows it, and verified that he had a concealed carry license, and he was terminated for that reason because he had a gun on company property. So it's a message too. So that's how Ethan reached out to us, and that's how we got involved. We did some research just to verify what he had told us, and we were able to verify that, and then we filed the lawsuit. Well, obviously he's the plaintiff, but we funded the lawsuit on his behalf, and our attorneys filed it.
Now, from what I understand, he was showing his weapon to a coworker after hours inside the car. Is that correct?
According to what he told us, yes. I mean, everything that, took place inside the car, my understanding is that, type of situation, you're leaving work with a coworker. Wisconsin's concealed carry law is new. A lot of people are interested in going to get their concealed carry licenses and interested in purchasing guns. So that type of interest from a coworker, they were in his car ready to leave, but they were still in the parking lot, but they were within the confines of the vehicle.
So if I understand what you're telling me here, if you have the license to conceal carry and you have the weapon, it's inside the car, you don't have to leave it holstered, stashed, wrapped, put away, whatever. You can handle it, have it handy in the car, and that's still legal because it is within the car.
Yeah, and consider, for example, if you when you're out and about, if you're concealed carrying, you would have the gun typically on your person. And then so if you arrive at work, then obviously the last thing you might do is before you get out of your vehicle to go into work, stash it in your lock glove box or something like that. Some people keep a little lock box in their car. So, there's nothing in the law that says that you can't handle a gun within your vehicle as you, before you exit the vehicle. So, there's obviously the courts will anytime you have a law where there's gray areas of the law, so to speak, case law is what fills in those blanks. Judges decide what's reasonable using a variety of different judgment factors. But we're pretty confident in this case that what the courts intended, what the legislature intended when they made that exception that allows you to have your gun in a vehicle on your company's property wouldn't preclude someone from handling their gun if that meant whether it be opening a glove box, letting someone look inside and see the gun, or whether it means you taking it out of your holster to put it into your glove box so that you can exit the vehicle, or whatever the case may be.
Wisconsin Carry Inc. is supporting him getting the started in the legal process. I'm sure you had to do some homework before you took that step. From the distance, this might look like your client says one thing and HR says another. I hope there were some witnesses that could corroborate a story or two.
Yeah, there certainly is. And to be honest, that's one of the most disappointing thing for me about this case was I wouldn't blame a company if they had a legacy policy. A lot of companies do have legacy policies, no firearms on company property, period. Act 35, obviously, with Wisconsin's new concealed carry law, it did make some changes. But what was most disappointing to me was that when we sent a letter to the company and brought this to their attention, they decided to articulate different facts of the case than what was articulated to them. So we do have witnesses that can corroborate the story of Mr. Shepard. And, we're very confident in the research that we did to make sure that we had all of our ducks in a row in this case.
Well, this happened back in March, I believe.
I don't remember the exact timeline, but yeah, it was earlier this spring when he first reached out to us, and that's the reason for the delay is we took extensive amount of time to make sure that we had all the facts and evidence that we needed to secure the case.
I'm guessing that you and your helpers have tried to make some kind of an end game deal with Colby and Colby to make a settlement, put this behind you so you don't have to go to court, right?
when we initially reached out to them and let them know that, you know, just make you aware of Wisconsin law that you can't fire someone for having a gun in their vehicle. And then they came back and you know, misrepresented the facts. And we know that they misrepresented them. You know, it doesn't make sense that that Ethan would say something that wasn't true, that he would say that it was outside the vehicle when it wasn't. And so when they came back and basically told us that they had no further, you know, nothing further they were going to do with it, that's when we decided to move forward with the lawsuit.
What is next for this case?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I mean, obviously, the legal process can be long. I know if we've shared this case with our membership, and obviously, Colby & Colby is a reputable company here in Wisconsin. And I think that if they took a look at this from a bigger picture, there's not a lot, you know, concealed carry has a huge amount of support in Wisconsin. There's over a quarter million people who've gotten their concealed carry license. And consider the families of those people who are very supportive. I mean, you're talking about probably 500,000 or 1 million people in Wisconsin who are very closely involved with concealed carry or someone that is a practicing concealed carry advocate. So it's not a popular thing here in Wisconsin to be anti-gun. And I think that, you know, I know specifically of members of our organization who are, you know, in the process of home improvement projects and have specifically said that they were considering Colby Windows, and they sent letters to Colby & Colby letting them know that they're not going to be considering that until something remedy is found in this case. So there's a PR standpoint as well for the company. And we think, you know, Colby & Colby, like I said, is a reputable Wisconsin company, and I hope that they would take a look at this. You know, obviously, I think as we filed the lawsuit, certainly we have their attention, and I hope they look at the big picture and realize that they need to make a good outcome from this as soon as possible for all involved.
I know I went looking for this case online and did not find it right away. Is this filed in Marathon County?
Yes, filed. We got it back from the clerk of courts, so I think there might be a lag. It was just this week, so I think there could be a lag between when the clerk sends the case back to us that she has recorded it and when it gets entered into the online system. But we still haven't served. We'll be serving the lawsuit to Colby & Colby in person this week. Someone has to do that in person, but they probably received a copy of it, you know, through media as well.
So at this point, Colby & Colby has to be served the official paper, so no new court dates have been set, have they?
This is one of the things that's been, you know, as of my time with Wisconsin Carry, I've been amazed how slow the wheels of civil litigation turn. So there'll be quite a period before this probably even gets scheduled. And then once that happens, there'll be depositions and discovery. And hopefully it doesn't come to that point. I think that for the efficient use of Colby & Colby's time and resources, and given the facts of the case, like I said, we'd hope that they'd come to approach us with a solution, an amicable settlement for all involved far in advance of that.
Mr. Shepard, your client right now is out of work, right?
Correct. And obviously he's trying to find a position, you know, mitigate the loss of income that he has, find a similar position. But obviously in a tough economy here in Wisconsin, that's not easy to do. And to my understanding, he hasn't yet found employment. So
at this point, he's in a little bit of a financial bind while this goes through a very slow legal process.
Yeah, and it's really unfortunate because, you know, he had a good reputation there at Colby & Colby, and even on the day of his dismissal, he was praised for his performance. So it's unfortunate that, you know, in the bigger picture here, it's really unfortunate that companies, you know, have these kinds of policies. I think, you know, these legacy policies sometimes the mentality 20 years ago was different towards guns. We know more than we knew then. Banning employees from, you know, banning anybody from having guns really creates criminal empowerment zones. Anybody intent on harming someone else doesn't care about company policies, doesn't care about the law. I mean, if you're going to commit a capital crime like shooting someone, murdering someone, company policies don't stop you. Signs, no trespassing signs, no gun signs don't stop you. So it really doesn't make sense. And obviously, if the specifics of someone's activities during their job doesn't lend itself to having a gun on you, that only makes sense that person not carry while they're working. But, you know, keeping employees from carrying guns, if it doesn't affect their work, really doesn't make sense. It only makes sense that you let the good guys carry guns in case a bad guy comes in with one.
I know just in my case, I've received two phone calls from HR people outside of this company just asking what I could tell them about this case. Are you finding that this case is turning the lights on and making a lot of companies and their HR departments watch and see how this turns out?
Yeah, I think so. And in fact, I've actually had quite a few people reach out to me in the past 2 days since this has gone public and said that they were involved in a situation where, some people that knew someone that was terminated because they had a gun. And then more frequently, a case where people were told by their employers they couldn't have their gun on company property. And, I had someone contact me today through email that said that their company called the police and the police removed them from the property, made them move their vehicles that had guns in them when they admitted that to them. So in those cases, the people weren't dismissed, but they definitely were unlawfully treated. So I think it's going to be a situation where a lot of companies, like I said, would want to review their legacy policies, make sure they're in line with state law. And like I said, we hope it opens a bigger conversation that, these gun-free zones, whether it's a work or a mall or a school or any place else, really doesn't serve anybody's needs as far as safety. It really creates opportune, target-rich environments for people intent on harming other people. So I think it's a good conversation to have.
Is this a situation where a licensed concealed carry gun owner should approach their HR department, find out just what the company policy is before something does happen?
I think that's a touchy subject. People's jobs are important to them, and a lot of people that I've spoken to over the past year, even because this isn't the first time this type of thing has come up, I've said to people, you have to be careful. You don't want to kind of get yourself a scarlet letter if you are the one to go push against the company policy, even though the law is on your side. Do you really want to be that one to end up creating harassment for yourself? So obviously if people have a good relationship with their company, they could go definitely might want to make that contact with executives and leadership, HR specifically, but in other cases, people are scared to do so. So it is kind of a touchy subject, but I would say hopefully that in this case, a lot of times with concealed carry, if people have their gun in their vehicle and no one knows about it, it's better off just left unsaid. But obviously, Ethan's an honest person. He told the truth when they asked him. He knew the law and he knew he was within his rights, and he was just surprised that the company didn't know the law.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
Like I said, I think the biggest thing for us is if we take a step back even from, what the law does and doesn't allow, which in this case is clear, I'd hope that all companies consider that it really doesn't make sense, whether it's your employees. And if your job tasks involve physical activities that don't lend themselves to having a gun on your hip in a holster, that only makes sense. But whether it's posting your business, whether it's a restaurant or a mall, these no-gun gun bans on a larger scale are really misguided. They don't keep anybody safe. And it's a constitutional right that should be respected, and it has a very utilitarian purpose.
One more for you. Have you seen a case like this come through before in Wisconsin, or is this the first one?
Yeah, I think this is the first one. I'm not aware of any other cases like this. And with concealed carry going into effect in November 2011, I guess I might even be a little bit surprised it's taken this long. But then again, with the nuances of a person's job and the concerns people might have about rocking the boat, so to speak, at their employer, maybe it's something that might take a little bit more time for something like this to happen, which it now has.
Your office does similar work and advocacy for gun owners' rights. You've got a website, I believe, with more information. Let's share that.
Yeah, wisconsincarry.org is our website, and we do a whole bunch of things. We advocate people's right to carry in the manner they're choosing, open carry, concealed carry. We do free concealed carry classes all around the state so that people who, typical class might cost $100 for someone to go get that proof of training. So we offer free classes. During the summer, our class schedule is very light because it's Wisconsin. We don't have much warm weather here, unfortunately. But during the fall and the winter, we have a lot of free classes all around the state and try to really advocate for people's constitutional rights.